pines on the Gold Coast have been tragically upheaved due to the intense weather. The City of Gold Coast Council is currently assessing the damage. At this stage, 50 trees have been deemed unsafe and are set to be removed and turned into wood chips.
A recent study has revealed that 4 in 5 motorists in Queensland have not downloaded the digital license app. The app's development and 2023 rollout cost the Department of Transport and Main Roads just over $50 million. The Customer Service Minister, Steve Minnickin, has acknowledged the slow uptake of the app and claims its clunky download is a contributor to the app's lack of usership.
In national news, the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1% in February, according to the latest figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The ABS data shows that there were 53,000 fewer employed people in February compared to the previous month. The ABS attributed this to fewer older workers returning to work in February.
Port Kembla Copper in Illawarra has agreed to pressure from the New South Wales Environmental Protection Agency to clean up the pollution produced by its copper smelter. The company is set to spend $18 million in investigating and remediating the pollution associated with the since-demolished 198-metre copper smelter stack. This marks the largest enforceable undertaking organised by the New South Wales Environmental Protection Agency to date.
In international news, the potential Western troop deployment to Ukraine is being labelled as a reassurance force rather than a peacekeeping force. The reassurance force will be sent to Ukraine to cement any ceasefire, providing the nation with air cover and naval presence in the Black Sea. Despite attempts at ceasing the war, Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin have claimed that any European deployment would result in the state declining any ceasefire.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Miss, 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 miss